And it's a Tater Report again. I think we're having a Glenn Ford moment in terms of our need to analyze what's going on with the issue of the residential schools, the shock, and I hope the ongoing long-term scandal, which will be studied and documented, and where we will call out and understand whose policy it was, why the British Canadian government implemented it. I do not know yet. I don't feel confident to say who resisted. Undoubtedly, it received resistance at every level, I would think, at some various times by the Indigenous leaders. Who else? Who spoke up? What did they say? Because we will not be coherent if we don't approach it that way. Criminalization is important, not the most important. The main thing is to get the evidence right, and to, in my opinion, stop the pursuit of there's one villain here, another villain there, but actually get at whose idea was it to have them in the residential schools. Now, a new governor general has been appointed, Mary Simon, who is Inuit, indigenous person, community. You have to keep your eye on the Liberal Party and their idea of, well, we're on the right track. And all the editorialists said they were. But look, this is not something that cosmetics is going to do much about. I mean, the question is, I don't know how committed she is to the issue. I don't know. I've asked a question. I don't even know the answer to this, but I like to ask questions. Always a good idea. Were the Indigenous leaders consulted? Was it their recommendation? Or is this something that a little room of Liberal Party big shots talked it over and thought, oh, this would be a good move? I'm curious. And I don't understand the mischief making involved, because Mary Simon does not speak French. It has been policy. We have two nations in terms of the colonizing people, English and French. And it's been a problem that has been chewed on throughout our history, and sometimes the participants chew on each other. It's a sensitive matter. But we're getting this thing where people say, well, they feel so good about this that we'll just put that aside. Well, I have a recommendation. If they say, oh, you don't have to speak one of the two official languages to be governor general. And I know, yes, she said that she will learn. But let's propose the following. I don't think she should speak English or French. Let her speak Inuit, or let that be understood. Because if you're going to speak the official language, then it has to be English and French. If they're satisfied that, no, we're going to put that aside, and who will complain except the French-speaking people of Canada, who've agreed to be part of Canada because their language is official. But we'll just forget that agreement, and we'll just go forward. So I suggest, and it's probably a bad idea, but it's better than their idea. And that is, she speak only in Inuit, and there be French and English translations. Otherwise, it's a dirty trick in a way. And it's a way of saying, oh, well, who will complain except those Canadians who speak French? It's frankly, a chauvinist, not to say racist, idea. And we ought to be combating that, in my view. And if you're a grown-up political individual in Canada, you can't play games on the language issue. And I believe this is a little bit of mischief. And I would like to know, was this a result of consultation so that Indigenous leaders are playing a leading role, or are they being told, what do you think of our great idea? after the fact. Anyway, this is the Taylor Report. I want to mention something else that is quite worrying, and I've been talking about this on the Taylor Report, and that is the growing bigotry towards Asian Canadians, and growing out of Canada's policy of working closely with and for the United States government, and a new policy. They're pretending it's Canadian policy. It's not Canadian policy. A China initiative has begun in the United States some years back. Then basically it is to demonize, make a suspect of Chinese scholars and scientists. And I can refer you to a recent Globe and Mail article talking about Canadian universities, and they say they've had visitors from the secret police, that is the Canadian intelligence, coming directly to universities, calling in the brass and saying, we want you to keep your eye on the Chinese. And they're little, here's the phrase they use. They say, because today the spy is more likely to wear a lab coat than a trench coat. By the way, the moron who said that doesn't know anything about spying. Well, except in the politics of spying, because all he did was demonize people who do scientific work. Scientists in history have always been demonized and suspected anyway, but this is just particularly disgraceful. And the United States, they've been going to the universities, and they have charged a number of people. So now recently, the Washington Post says, well, the charges have U.S. drops cases. They've dropped the cases against five researchers accused of hiding ties to the Chinese military. In fact, all it is a result of idea that they started with the Chinese, and they call the China Initiative, which is to treat everybody as a suspect and to begin preliminary charges against people. So they got headlines with, oh, they picked up five people. Well, so they've achieved their prime goal. So they now have everybody scared. And here's the dirty part. I read this. They said, well, okay, we dropped the charges. And actually, they hadn't done anything. We haven't any evidence at all that they were spying. But they filled out forms improperly, according to these guys. And then here's what the official, the policeman, says. He pointed to an exodus of more than 1,000 researchers who department officials said apparently had hidden their ties to the Chinese People's Liberation Army and fled the United States after the arrest last summer. Let me tell you the truth. Chinese scholars realize these guys are going around picking up anybody to put them in the newspapers in order to support US policy. And you have to be almost a fool to stick around to see if they're gonna do it to you. But here they are bragging that 1,000 researchers have had to flee for their lives. And they tell us probably, or they use weasel words that apparently. You know, every American has to register for the draft now, and practically every, you know, there was a time every American, male, female, had some kind of military link. It doesn't mean anything. It's an evil, dirty thing to do to people. And there's never any self-awareness that you haven't made a case against someone if they, and you, incidentally, he said apparently, there is no evidence that the 1,000 who left for the reasons that he thinks. They are so deeply into doing politics and doing ideology and baiting Asians and baiting China. They're so deeply into it that he speaks in a brazen, no evidence world. Whereas you and I, the ordinary person thinking about it, would know that if you're a foreign student in a country, an Asian, and your friends call and say, gee, did you see they picked up the guy? I know him, he's a good scholar. And they're going to, and incidentally, some of these people were held for a year, year and a half. So there's no question that, I mean, that is serious intimidation. And so the sensible people are leaving. And I hate to make a vulgar analogy, but they deserve this. Thousands of scientists fled Germany because they started that stuff. And they were wonderful people, and the rest of the world were beneficiaries. This is a scary thing, and Canada is deeply involved. Liberal Party and all the other parties are involved. This is the Taylor Report. Thanks for being with us. See you next week.